This diversity brought desperately needed new blood to Roman society. Four of the five good emperors could trace their ancestry to either Spain or southern France. Although the Principate was a dictatorship built on control of the Roman military, Augustus's successors made some positive contributions to his legacy. Tiberius found the ablest governors he could and left them in their jobs as long as they were willing to serve. Claudius streamlined the government, taking it away from the equestrian class, which was more concerned with making a personal fortune, and replacing them with ex-slaves, having specialized administrative skills. These freedmen, as they were called, eased the problem of running an empire with their focus and their competence. They tended to look on the princeps as their patron and leader, which made them more loyal and more reliable than the free-thinking equestrians. The inhabitants of the Greek-speaking East also flourished under Roman control. Although the provinces were still governed by Romans and Latin was the official language, the urban Hellenic culture was allowed to continue more or less untouched. Provided a city paid its taxes and contributed troops, it could retain its own system of magistracies and local government under their traditional names. Greeks who did choose to master the Latin language had the chance to earn Roman citizenship. And if they attained citizenship, they had the same opportunities, political and business, as Italian-born native speakers of Latin. Both the Apostle Paul and the pagan biographer Plutarch, Greek speakers both, were proud to claim Roman citizenship and grateful for the benefits it conferred. The Romans were also attentive to the infrastructure of the empire and spent money on improving the roads, building aqueducts, and whatever other buildings a large city may find necessary. The Greek-speaking peoples of the lands conquered by Alexander the Great, himself declared a god, were also comfortable with having a god emperor. As long as they paid homage to the princeps, they were allowed freedom of worship in all other respects. Even the Jews were willing to offer prayers for the emperor's genius, or the emperor's guardian spirit, and as a result were left alone. The Christians, who refused to worship the emperor or any part of the emperor as a god, were not usually allowed freedom of worship.